You've reached the right place, a destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Sublime. It's enjoyable to know you and the concubines. Take off your coats, ladies act like gems. Sit down, Indian styles, you recite these hymns. See, lyrically I'm Mario Andretti on the Momo. Ludicrously speedy or infectious with the slow-mo. Heard me in the 80s, JB's on the promo. Am I never in the quest to get the paper on the caper? But now, let me take it to the queen side. I'm taking it to Brooklyn side. All the residential questers who invade the air. Hold up a second, son, cause we almost there. You could be a black man and lose all your soul. You could be white and blue, but don't prep the road. See, my feet is universal. If you got knowledge of Dolo or Delph or Self, see, there's no one else who could drop it on the angle. Acute at that. So, who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Come on.
Who that, do that, do that, that, that.
Yeah.
Do that, do that, do that, that, that. I'm bugging out, but let me get back, cause the wet. So, run and tell the others, cause we are the brothers. I learned how to build bikes in my workshop class. So, give me the sword and let's not make it the last.
We
some said Quest was whack, but now is that the case? I have a quest to have a mic in my hand. Without that, it's like Kryptonite and Superman. So Shahid come in with the sugar cuts. Fife talks my name, but on stage call me Dynamite. When was the last time you heard the fight for sloppy? Lyrics anonymous, you never hear me copy. Top notch, baby, never coming less. Sky's the limit, you got to believe up in Quest. Sit back, relax, get up off the path. If not that, here's a dance floor, come move that. Non-believers, you can check the stats. I run with Shahid and the brother Abstract. Know the time when Quest is in the jam. I never let a statue tell me how nice I am. Coming with more hits than the Braves and the Yankees. Living mad fat like a oversized Bambi. The wackest crews try to diss it, makes me laugh. With my track record longer than a DC-20 aircraft. So next time that you think you want something here, make something different, take that garbage to St. Elsewhere.
And this is A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. And I had to hit you up with the legendary hip-hop group, A Tribe Called Quest, celebrating Fife Dawg, also known as Malik Isaac Taylor, who had passed away on March 22nd, 2016, and he was 45 years old. And we're celebrating Fife Dawg, the five-foot assassin, here on A Bowl of Soul. And he left a great legacy as a rapper, as a lyrical rapper, a lyricist who was in A Tribe Called Quest. And we lost him, you know, we lost him on March 22nd, 2016. And we love him because, you know, Fife Dawg was from my time, remembering all the great hip-hop artists, you know, especially in the late 80s and the early 90s, coming out from Queens, especially, they put South Queens, Jamaica Queens on the map, A Tribe Called Quest. And you know what? You know, we're going to miss him. He was living in California, like Northern California near San Francisco, but he was from St. Albans, Queens, New York, and he was active rapping from 1985 to 2016. And he definitely is a hip-hop pioneer, and he's a hip-hop legend. And we celebrate Fife Dawg here on A Bowl of Soul. And this is Professor T-Love here on the Progressive Radio Network, www.prn.fm, here at 6 p.m., 3 p.m. Pacific. And coming up next, we're going to bring you Atlanta, Georgia groove from Brick, talking about Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody. And this is A Bowl of Soul. From Atlanta, GA, Brick. You know, they were American R&B band that merged funk and jazz together in the 1970s. They had a very popular single in 1976 called Dazz, which was number 3 on the U.S. pop chart, and it was number 1 on the United States R&B chart. And they basically were formed in Atlanta, Georgia in 1972. They were members from two bands, one disco and the other jazz. And this way they merged them together and called and made up the single called Dazz because it was a combination of disco and jazz. And of which you just heard, Ain't Gonna Hurt Nobody, which was 92 pop, but it did well on the R&B charts in 1978, went number 7. And they had this other single that one of my favorites called Doozik, which was 18 pop, but number 2 R&B in 1977. The members of BRIC were Jimmy Brown, lead vocals, saxophone, flute, and trombone, Reggie Hargis Hickman, who played guitar, bass, and vocals, Glenn Perdue, keyboards and background vocals, Eric Florence played bass guitar, Victor Alexander played drums and percussion. And they had another member, the other members, Ray Ransom, who had lead vocals, bass, keyboards, percussion, Donald Nevins, vocals, acoustic piano, clavinet, Moog, and Eddie Irons, who had lead vocals, drums, and keyboards. And that was off of their album called BRIC, a 1977 number 1 R&B, number 15 U.S. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And, you know, March really was a month that we had many deaths, especially in the music world. And another person that passed away, who was the son of the legendary Motown bassist, Mr. James Jamerson. His son, James Jamerson Jr., he passed away recently. And he, which I didn't know, is that James Jamerson Jr. was a member of this group called Chanson. And they had this record that was the jam back in the 70s called Don't Hold Back. And I didn't know that he wrote that song. And, you know, he was, this group was a disco group from the late 70s that was led by James Jamerson Jr. And we're celebrating the legacy of Mr. James Jamerson Jr., who also was a bass player as well. And he played for many, 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 many people. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legendary James Jamerson Jr., of who we lost recently in March, doing Don't Hold Back with his group called Chanson. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Oh,
celebrating here on the Bowl of Soul, Mr. James Jamison Jr., who was the son of the legendary bassist James Jamison, who worked for Motown. And James Jamison Jr. was born in the Motor City. He was born in Detroit, Michigan, USA. And he himself had big shoes to follow, and he filled those shoes. He's a great bassist himself. And definitely we celebrate him. We celebrate his legacy. And he died on March 24th, 2016. And he had been bravely battling a spinal condition called ankylosing spondylitis. But rest in peace, rest in light, rest in love, Mr. James Jamison Jr., who left a brilliant legacy. And he came from a legacy of Mr. James Jamison. Here on the Bowl of Soul, celebrating James Jamison Jr. And coming up next, off of the Silvers' third album from 1974. You know, if you get a chance, listen to the Silvers before they started doing that bubblegum R&B and pop. Listen to a lot of their recordings from the early 70s, like the three albums that they had, and they were on top. They were funky, everything, because of the legendary Mr. Leon Silvers. Here on A Bowl of Soul, off of the Silvers' third album called Don't Give Up the Good Life. And you can hear, you know, the Silvers were really a good harmonizing R&B group. And even though at the time, you know, the Jackson 5 were also present, and the Osmonds and all that, but if you listen to the Silvers were a good singing group. Vocally, they were very brilliant. And they had been on the scene even long before the Jackson 5 even thought about getting together. Joe Jackson thought about putting them together. They started as early as the late 1950s when it was just four of the Silvers, but they became 10. So here on A Bowl of Soul, the Silvers talking about Don't Give Up the Good Life. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
So if you wanna rap, feel free. And if you're so unsure of what to do, baby, listen to me.
Don't give up the good life.
You know that you're much too young to be that one.
Don't give up the good life.
Hey, you got so many things to offer. You got the chance to meet this world.
But never forget your grassroots girl.
Don't need to be no wife.
off of the Silvers. Three albums on MGM Records. This was their last album for MGM Records before they went to Capitol Records. And this album was produced by Peter Botkin and Michael Viner. And that most of the songs, believe it or not, like on the first two albums, most of the songs were written by Leon Silvers. But this time, some of the handwriting was, you know, songwriting was done by their mother, Shirley Silvers, believe it or not, if you look at the credits on the album. So some of the songwriting was done by James Silvers and their mother, Shirley Silvers, who wrote three songs, Don't Give Up the Good Life, of which you just heard, What's It All About, and TCB. This album was released on July 21st, 1974, and you know what, definitely you got to check out this album called The Silvers 3. And before they went to Capitol Records and they started doing Hotline and High School Dance, you got to check out their first three albums on the MGM record label. And this is a bonus. So coming up next, we got some classic music, R&B, from Rose Royce, talking about I'm Wishing on a Star. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry. And if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star.
Wish on all the rainbows that I see. I wish on all the people who really dream. And I'm wishing on tomorrow, rain here I come. And I'm wishing on all the loving we ever done. I never thought I'd see a time when you would be. Let you go for me, you and me. And I didn't mean to hurt you, but I know that in the game of love you reap what you sow. I feel it's time we should make up, baby. I feel it's time for us to get back together and make the best of things, oh baby, when we're together. Whether or never, I feel
giving you some sweet, slow ballad soul. This was off of their second album, Rolls Royce No. 2, In Full Bloom. And this song was written by Billy Ray Calvin and produced by the legendary Norman Whitfield of Motown production fame. And, you know, this song came out in 1978. And, you know, even though it wasn't a big hit in the U.S., it peaked at number 52 on the Hot R&B. This was later on, Hot R&B hip-hop songs. But the song was a big chart hit in the United Kingdom, reaching number 3 in March 1978. And it's amazing how when a song comes out at that time, it wasn't a hit. But, you know, through the generations, this song really did develop into being a hit, because many people have covered this song, Wishing on a Star. And it has become a song that the younger generation knows now. And that's why it's on the Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs chart. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you catch A Bowl of Soul on my podcast on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. And also, A Bowl of Soul is on Legend, on the Legend Radio Network. .com, where you can check out the legendary DJ Heavy. Bowl of Soul is on Super Soul Sundays at 8 p.m. on the Legend Radio Network. Also, you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul on CXRadios.com, and as well as on a Spanish station called U Radios, coming out of Medellin, Colombia, South America. You can also listen to A Bowl of Soul on Stitcher. Stitcher.com. And also, A Bowl of Soul is on once a month on the In the Mix segment on Soul. It's on SonicStreamRadio.net. Just check out A Bowl of Soul, where you can hear 2 hours of R&B, classic soul, new soul on the In the Mix segment on SonicStreamRadio.net. And make sure you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul on TuneIn as well as iTunes. And of course, go to A Bowl of Soul on the Progressive Radio Network website, www.prn.fm, and go to the archives link, and you can catch up with A Bowl of Soul in the archives. And you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
My years, I guess I shed some tears. I told myself time and time again, this time I'm gonna win. But another fight, things ain't right, I'm losing again. Takes a fool to lose twice, start all over again. Think I better let it go. Like another love TKO. Oh, 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 oh. Think I better let it go. What you think about it, girl? Like, oh yeah. Try to take control of the love, love took control of me. Cause I lose all thoughts, sense of time. Have a change of mind. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things of a two-time age. Trying to hold on, the faith is gone. It's just another sad song. I think I better let go. What you say about it? Looks like another love TKO. Oh, oh, oh.
Here on A Bowl of Soul from his 1980 album called TP, his signature song Love TKO from the legendary Mr. Teddy Pendergrass, who would have been on March 26, 66 years old. We lost Teddy Pendergrass at the age of 59 on January 13th, 2010. And you know, Teddy Pendergrass, Theodore DeReese Pendergrass, was an American singer, songwriter, and composer, and he first rose to fame as the lead singer of Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. Another native Philadelphian. You know, Teddy Pendergrass was born in King Street, South Carolina, but when he was a young little boy, at the age of 2, he moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Another fellow Philadelphian, a doo-wop icon, Mr. Lee Andrews and the Hearts. And recently, Mr. Lee Andrews, we lost Lee Andrews in the month of March. And Lee Andrews died at the age of 78. He was a doo-wop legend. And he is also the father of Questlove, which I didn't know. And let me tell you, that's two legacies there. You got Lee Andrews, who was from the 50s, doing doo-wop, and then his son with the roots doing hip-hop, R&B, you name it. Very multi-talented man, Questlove. Here on A Bowl of Soul, celebrating Mr. Lee Andrews with his song from 1958 called Try the Impossible. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Try the impossible. Try to understand the way I feel.
feel about you. Try the incredible, for in trying all of my dreams might come true. Try to understand your everything I ever hoped for. And if you try to make it survive, take my heart, it will be yours. I really mean it when I tell you I'll be at your beck and call. Tell me you want me, and our love will conquer all. The need for you just to be with you is the reason why I plead to you. Make the impossible the incredible, and all of my dreams come true.
Wee-oo, 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 wee-oo.
I really mean it when I tell you I'll be at your beck and call. Tell me you want me, and our love will conquer all. Oh, the need for you just to be with you is the reason why I plead to you. Make the impossible the incredible, and all of my dreams come true.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo,
oh,
wee-oo,
wee-oo. Try the impossible.
Classic doo-wop from Mr. Lee Andrews. Lee Andrews, meaning Lee Andrew Thompson, and the Hearts, and they were an American doo-wop quintet from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They were formed in 1953, and they recorded on the Gotham, Rainbow, Mainline, Chess, United Artists, Grand and Goin' labels. They were managed by Kay Williams, and in 1957 and 1958, they had three big hits: Teardrops, Long Lonely Nights, and Try the Impossible. And the members of Lee Andrews and the Hearts were Mr. Lee Andrews, who was lead, Roy Calhoun was first tenor, Thomas Butch Curry was second tenor, Ted Weems, who was baritone, and Wendell Calhoun, who was bass. And he was born Arthur Lee Andrews Thompson in 1936 in Goldsboro, North Carolina. We lost Mr. Lee Andrews on March 16th, 2016. Coming up next, as you know, we lost somebody else this month, and we lost the legendary Patty Duke of the Patty Duke Show. And definitely she was also a teen actress who won an Oscar award for The Miracle Worker, and she was always she was a television and film actress. Her son is Sean Astin, who is in the Lord of the Rings movies. And she has another son by the name of Mackenzie Astin. And as you know, her son was in Goonies. But Patty Duke left a legacy of acting, very fine actress. She starred with Anne Bancroft, who was also a fellow New Yorker. Anne Bancroft was born in the Bronx. And what I didn't know was Patty Duke came from Elmhurst, Queens. She was born in New York, celebrating Miss Patty Duke. And I'm going to tell you, how Patty Duke ends up on a Bowl of Soul. I'm going to tell you why. Because back in the 80s, there was a dance called the Patty Duke. And I think we modeled that dance off of some of the dancing she used to do on her show. So celebrating the legacy and celebrating her life, I want to play a song called the Patty Duke in honor of Miss Patty Duke, okay? Called Patty Duke by Cloud One. This came out like in the late 70s, the early 80s. And in fact, it was the backdrop song to Spoonie G, one of Spoonie G's songs, rapper Spoonie G. Here on A Bowl of Soul, the Patty Duke by Cloud One. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
celebrating something peppy, you know, celebrating Miss Patty Duke. Her name was Anna Pierce, actually, and she passed away. Anne Marie Patty Duke Pierce. She passed away on March 29th, 2016. We lost Patty Duke at the age of 69, and she's an Oscar-winning former child star. And she was also in this movie in 1967 called The Valley of the Dolls. And she was in The Miracle Worker, of which she got the Oscar for in 1962 with Anne Bancroft. And she was married to John Astin, who was Gomez on The Addams Family. So on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate Miss Patty Duke here by playing the Patty Duke song. And this is A Bowl of Soul. And coming up next, we got some new music that was sent to me by Mr. Oscar Garcia. He is doing his take on Willie Bobo's Guajira. So here is Mr. Oscar Garcia from Barcelona, Spain, with Guajira. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Esta guajira, pa' que puedas tú gozar. Mira que si tú no gozas, guajira, yo no la vuelvo a cantar. Yo te hice esta guajira, pa' que tú puedas gozar. Mira que si tú no gozas, guajira, yo no la vuelvo a cantar.
Guajira, vacila mi guajira. Guajira, vacila mi guajira. Guajira,
Basila mi Guajira. Guajira. Basila mi Guajira.
Yeah, that was from Mr. Oscar Garcia. And this is his project called OM-G. And he is a Spanish producer based in Lisbon, right? And his first album, after his first album, Music from the Soul, Barcelona 2012, had reggae, down-tempo type music on it. He became interested in the sounds and cultures of Latin America, and on his last album, Colors, Lisbon 2015, is a fusion of different Latin styles mixed with rumba, bossa nova, and hip-hop. And I wanted to introduce you to Mr. Oscar Garcia in a way you can find out about more music. He's got some slamming tunes. If you go to his SoundCloud link, go to soundcloud.com/OWEM_G and make sure you check him out on Bandcamp by going to OWEMG.bandcamp.com/album/colors. And this brings you to the end of A Bowl of Soul, and I'm going to leave you with the classic, original classic from Willie Bobo of Guajira. But you have been listening to A Bowl of Soul, and check this out. Here it comes, the legendary classic from Willie Bobo, Guajira. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with me next week, and make sure you go to the archives on the www.prn.fm website. This is Professor T Love, and make sure you love yourself. Also, catch up with me on Twitter. Just follow at A Bowl of Soul, and follow me on Facebook. Just look for A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. This is Professor T Love, and make sure that you love yourself, love others, because you will put on this earth with your God-given talents to be given to the world. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.